On Wednesday, June 12th, members of the Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline Group held a community forum at the East Greenbush Library to discuss the proposal by National Grid to build a new frack gas pipeline from Bethlehem. It would go under the Hudson River and across East Greenbush to North Greenbush. The group opposes the frack gas pipeline as an extension of existing fossil fuel infrastructure and instead would prefer to promote clean, renewable heat.
I'm Becky Meyer. I'm the co-founder of Stop New York Fracked Gas Pipeline and co-founder of Community Advocates for a Sustainable Environment. And we came here tonight to let people in this community where this pipeline will be built know about our concerns about the pipeline, both for their health and safety, and more importantly, for the future of the environment. And we believe that we shouldn't be building new fossil fuel infrastructure when we are trying to move off of fossil fuels and to renewables. So there is no point in building long-range infrastructure for something that's a bridge and will only be around for a little while. We believe that with geothermal for heating and solar and wind power for electricity, that we can get off of fossil fuels and that we really need a World War II-like national effort and possibly sacrifices and research and everything we did in the war effort to save our planet in the future. And this is just a small piece of it, but it's the piece that's in our backyard and the only piece that we were most likely to have some effect on.
Now, since this is a pipeline that's actually less than 10 miles, I understand that the state takes a much less comprehensive role in terms of evaluating whether or not to do this. What are the pressure points, and you know, how will this process play out? Where can the public have, you know, some input on it?
They call it an expedited process, and we were shocked to hear the ways in which it became expedited. But we believe that public pressure on the governor and the commissioner, the Governor Cuomo, and Commissioner John Rhodes, the commissioner of the Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission is the agency which will decide whether the pipeline is built or not. They have to issue them a permit, and they expect to do that this summer. So if we can put pressure on the Commissioner Rhodes, and any local pressure on local politicians who in turn can talk to those higher up, the more people in the community who make calls that they're going to be directly affected, they're the people whose lives will be disrupted and they get nothing from this. So it's a lot of getting the word out that this is happening. We walked up and down the neighborhoods. Most of the people who...
Can you quickly explain, where does this pipeline go?
It goes from Bethlehem right next to the Hudson River, under the Hudson River, through East Greenbush. It goes over 9J, over railroad tracks, over Route 20, by something called Hampton Manor, over 151, and up across and over Route 4 and ends near the Belltop School in North Greenbush.
And what has been the public's reaction when you tell them about this project?
Some of them are surprised. They haven't heard about it. Some of them are concerned. Some of them aren't.
And if people want to find out more information or get involved, is there a website they can go to?
Sure, www.caseonline.org, or they can call us at 518-781-4686 or email me at beckyjmeier@gmail.com.
I understand you yourself have put in geothermal in your own home. Was that a good decision for you?
It's been wonderful. I'm really excited. I like the heat. We got air conditioning, which I'd never had before, which I adore because I hate the heat. And it's just as convenient. You turn the heat up when you want more heat, and you turn the air conditioning up or down, or it's there's nothing from a user perspective. It's just heat. And it feels wonderful not to have an oil tank in my basement. And in about 7 years, I'll have paid it off in savings that I'm, the electric goes, prices go up, but I'm not paying for oil. So I'm saving about $2,000 a year. And it cost me about 20, so 10 years, it'll be paid.
Thank you very much. We're talking with Jessica Azoulay, who is the executive director of Agree from out in Syracuse. So sort of the proponents of the gas pipeline would say, well, you need natural gas in order to heat homes. There's really no alternative to that. How would you respond to that concern?
I would respond by saying we don't need fossil fuels for heating anymore. We do have alternatives. They are viable. They exist today. We have geothermal and air source heat pumps. Both of these technologies use renewable energy from the environment. Geothermal uses heat stored in the earth, and air source heat pumps use, believe it or not, heat stored in the air, even in the coldest winter days and nights. And they use that combined with relatively small amounts of electricity to heat homes, heat spaces. They can heat water as well. So we no longer need to burn anything. We don't need to burn things in order to create heat, which is really great. Geothermal and air source heat pumps also happen to be the most efficient way to heat spaces and water. So we can really cut down on the amount of energy that we need for heating, which is really critical if we're going to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and get to 100% renewable energy. So I would just say, you know, the era of fossil fuels really is over. We don't need them for heating anymore. We have solutions, and people can install them today.
What type of steps are the state taking to work with utility companies so that we don't, for instance, say, convert an oil furnace to a gas furnace? Does they have any really policy to really try to push towards renewable heat yet?
So the state has a clean heating and cooling framework that was put out by NYSERDA a couple of years ago. And that was really the first step to getting our state agencies involved in starting to think about the transition from fossil fuels to renewable heating and cooling. With that framework, they put incentives in place. So there are currently rebates from NYSERDA for geothermal and air source heat pumps that are available for any kind of customer, residential, commercial, etc. Also, the utility companies have started to put incentives in place as well, and they're poised to actually take over all of the incentives for heat pumps in the state. In some ways, the utilities have a lot more resources they can put toward heat pumps, which could really increase the number of rebates that are available and get this transition moving faster. However, they also have an interest in keeping people on the gas system and growing their gas business. And so we're really concerned whether the state will require the utilities to provide rebates, not just to oil customers and kerosene customers who are far away from the gas distribution systems that the utilities think will never be gas customers, but also their current gas customers or potential gas customers, to get them to leapfrog over gas and, you know, not use gas as any kind of fake bridge, but just leapfrog completely over gas and move straight to renewable heating. So we've seen the state start to get involved in this, but given the heating sector's massive contribution to greenhouse gases in the state. It's the second biggest contribution after transportation to greenhouse gases. We really need game-changing policies. And one, we need to invest the resources in renewable heating and cooling. And we also have to stop investing our resources in the gas system.
Jessica Azoulay with Agree. I assume Agree has a website people can get more information at.
Yep, it's agreenewyork.org.
And Renewable Heat Campaign will be on there, or a separate website?
Yes, we also have we have a Renewable Heat Now campaign, and you can find it on the Agree website, or you can go to renewableheatnow.org.
Thank you. This has been Mark Dunley with the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.